It's pretty cool to read the different readings, because my phone last night said it was Labor Day, so their readings were several options for Labor Day. We also had St. Gregory the Great, the Pope and Doctor of the Church, and those are the readings we heard today that I chose. And then, you know, it could have been just normal, ordinary time, but all the options, and pretty cool to see how really the prayers and the readings right from St. Gregory the Great, which we did choose, does talk about Labor Day. First, but we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. And that's the beauty of our Catholicism, because it is a national day today. And for us, it's also a day for Jesus, Labor Day. Again, you think today how the different, I mean, just imagine the different jobs you've had within your life, or as you're beginning a new day for the school year, or for your jobs, or myself, that yes, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. Right? Because really, God has called us to be holy. God has called us to share the good news. And God has given us talents and gifts in the physical world, which can be our jobs and our vocations, but also the spiritual world, that we can double that up. That on Labor Day, we have a day to rest. Again, why do we have a Mass on a day off? Like, this is my job. And praise God, to have a time for you to rest with Jesus. And then in the Gospel, we were talking about this argument broke out among the apostles about which of them should be regarded as the greatest. And again, this is the readings from St. Gregory the Great. But it fits perfect for Labor Day on our day off. What was he talking about? He was talking about, is it not the one seated at table? I am among you as the one who serves. So yes, we have a day off in our national day off, but we are called to serve God always. You know, for some of them, that might be easier today as a day off. And others, you know, Eli's here, we got parents that work all the time, 24/7. And I'm sure many of you did during your life. It was pretty cool seeing the complementarity of our world life and our spiritual life. So let's pray and ask St. Gregory the Great to pray for us, especially on Labor Day, that we may rest, that we may receive that time from God, but continue to know of our mission for Jesus in the spiritual world.